was a general discussion with different councillors making points, various, about positives and negatives and the challenges they're facing with funding. And then at the end they had a vote to see if the decision would carry on as it is, or whether it would need to be reviewed. And the majority said that they had fully supporting Councillor Manza's decision, so the cuts will go ahead. So most of the centres will be gone by Christmas.
I mean, how do you feel after that decision's been made? Was it kind of a last chance?
It's not the complete last chance. We're trying to get everything together now for a judicial review. So we'll look. I think the decision is actually illegal, not just short-sighted. So we're looking at that now. But the ball's just still rolling. They're just going ahead with the cuts, and the staff have had their notice.
So I guess, are you seeking sort of legal advice if you're going to go down that route?
Yeah, we are, yeah.
Have you spoken to any of, I mean, obviously I know you've spoken to loads of mothers and fathers who are in a similar position, but have you spoken to any of the staff?
Well, obviously they're not allowed to say anything because it's their jobs, but dismay, I think, is the best word to describe it. A lot of the staff have been working with these families, or lots of families, for years and years and years, and families from all walks of life with all different needs. And yeah, they'll lose their relationship with those families. I think that's hard for them, very hard.
I guess the council will say they're still going to be providing children's services at these hubs and doing what they can with their limited and sort of diminishing budget. But just what kind of effect do you think it will have?
Oh, it will have an immediate effect. And it isn't dramatic to say that people will die because of the decision, because they will, because I would have if the centre hadn't have been there. Parents need support with their mental health as well as their physical health, and the NHS is stretched to the limit. And the children's centre was a place where you could go as a parent and just be honest and say, do you know what, I'm not coping, I'm not a bad person, I'm just not coping, and get the support that you needed to get you back on your feet, doing the best thing that you could, you know. And that's going to be gone. So,
and do you not believe that the hubs will be able to do that?
No, because people can't get there. And I know they're saying there will be outreach workers and they'll put people in community centres. It's not the same as having a place where you go, which your children know, with staff that you trust. That takes a long time to build up enough trust with someone to be able to say, I'm not coping, and to not be afraid of saying that you're not coping. So it's really frustrating.